Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Believers can be sure that no event in their lives can take place outside of God's knowledge and plan. The New Testament teaches that God has predestined the eternal future for every Christian. Today, more about this gift. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a series on the inheritance of the redeemed. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1 as we look further into the gift of predestination.
We are to be to the praise of His glory. I remember reading that as a boy. In fact, I memorized the book of Ephesians probably 35, 40 years ago or more. Boy, that sounds like a long time, but it goes quickly. And I always thought in my mind, yeah, someday when we're in heaven, we're going to be to the praise of His glory. Yes, of course. But I believe it begins here on earth. Let me simplify your life a little bit, okay? It's not about a lot of things that you're worried about. You may find that you are promoted to the praise of His glory. You may find that you are demoted. Somebody else has taken a place that you know right well you should have, and you're suffering with injustice. Why? To the praise of His glory. You look at some people who have no use for God and they're living long lives, and you are young and you love God, and you find out that you've got a disease or some kind of an illness, maybe even a terminal illness. Why that? It's to the praise of His glory. You say, I lost some money in the stock market. Yeah. I know one man who says that he made so many bad investments that if he were to buy a cemetery, he's convinced people would stop dying. Yeah, well, you know, so that's what my life is about. That's what I'm worried about. You exist to the praise of His glory. It's not about all of these other things that do impinge upon us, and they all have their own sense of importance, but at the end of the day, it's all about God. And listen to this promise. Since we exist according to His glory, and the text talk about the fact that He works all things after the counsel of His own will, I hope that you take out time to read these texts more carefully. It really is all about God, and it says that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Called according to His purpose. God takes all things. And then you know what the next verse says there in Romans chapter 8? It says, whom He foreknew, He predestinated. You notice foreknowledge again, but whom He foreloved, He predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. And those whom He predestinated, He called. And those He called, He justified. And those whom He justified, He glorified. It's all done. I'm going to be preaching about that in this series, God willing. But notice that all things work together for good. You say, oh no, all things are working together for my bad. Really? You know, back out in the farm, we had a clock, not like the new ones, you know, that this one I think has a battery, and I haven't changed it in a couple of years. But there used to be clocks that you had to wind every day, and if you didn't, it would stop by the next day. And we had a couple of those out in the farm, and one time, not sure exactly why, but I took the back off and began taking the parts out. When I put it back together, I had some extra parts. One of the things, though, that I noticed was this, that, you know, when you took one of those clocks apart, there were little wheels, and some of them were turning the same direction as the hands, and some of them were turning the opposite direction, and some were big, and some were little, and isn't that according to life? There are big wheels, and there are small wheels, and some of the wheels turn in the right direction, and some of them turn in an opposite direction, but they make no sense, none whatever, as long as you're looking at the back of the clock, but somehow they work, if you look at the front of the clock, to tell time. It's the way God's purposes are. You and I look at them, and it certainly doesn't seem as if all things work together for good, but if we trust and believe, and we live to the praise of His glory, which is what it's all about, God works all things together for good. If you've believed on Christ, you are number one on God's list of things to take care of in this universe. He's not going to make that big investment of having His Son die for you and then say, well, you know, I kind of forgot about Him for a while. Things are cold in Chicago, the stock market is struggling, and you know, when I have some time, I'll get back to my people, my elect. No? Those whom He knew and foreknew, He predestinated. His hand is upon you. So we can say that we were chosen, we were predestinated. We could use the word again, or we could say that we were part of God's will and plan for the praise of His glory. Even someone crossing a street here on LaSalle Street, as happened last week, being killed with a truck, it's part of God's eternal plan. Blessed are those who can see past the tragedy in one of God's children and see the other side and God's purposes. It's all about the praise of His glory. It's not about us, it's about Him. A couple of things that we have to get clear about so that we can understand this, and it may be in your mind, a few things. Number one, be very clear about this, that God takes the initiative in salvation. God takes the initiative. There was a poem I was going to find on the internet but forgot, but the emphasis is the fact that I sought God, but actually He was pursuing me. That's the essence of it, and that's so true. I love to read stories of how people came to faith in Jesus Christ, but I have one book that's entitled How They Found Christ. Well, I know what they mean, but you found Christ? Well, you did, but bless God, you did, because God found you. That's why you found Christ. Yes, God found you. You know, I'm a very proud grandfather, and when our oldest grandchild was born, whose name was Jack, he's a big boy now, but when he was about 3 1/2 or so, I was playing hide-and-go-seek with him in the backyard where there were about 3 trees, and I expected that he would hide behind a tree and that I'd pretend that I couldn't find him, but eventually I would. But he didn't do that. He stood beside a tree and cupped his eyes in his hands like this. Because he thought that if he couldn't see me, I couldn't see him. And that's the way we are with God. Oh, God, I don't see you. I don't see you. You think that because you can't see God, then sometimes life is so difficult that we can't? Are you telling me that just because you can't see God, God doesn't see you? Listen, His eyes are trained upon you. He knows the number of hair you have on your head. Some of you could say that you could count your own, but He knows all that. But also, when Jack finally... And I, of course, pretended I couldn't find him. You know, what else is a grandfather supposed to do at that point? But finally, when he took his hands away from his eyes, he looked at me and he said, I found you, Papa. Well, yeah, I guess you found me. But you know, I was there. I was looking for you. And if you wouldn't have found me, I can assure you I would have found you. God takes the initiative in salvation. It is God who comes to Adam and Eve and says, Adam, where are you? Adam and Eve aren't looking for God. They're figuring out, where can we go to get away from Him? We have to hide our shame. Even if He knows what we've done, we need to run. And so they try to hide, but God comes into the garden and says, here I am. Where are you? And that's a question God may be asking you today. Where are you? So first of all, we have to see that God takes the initiative in salvation. Secondly, very important now, God works through the human will. God works through the human will. When we preach on matters of choosing and predestination, we should never give the impression that God says, now, you don't want to believe, but boy, you're predestined to believe, so I'll take you by the scruff of the neck and you believe. No. Nor does the scenario ever happen where someone says, oh, I want to be saved, but I'm not elect. That never, never happens. Why? God works in the human heart to bring about his purpose, so people voluntarily receive Christ as Savior, but behind that voluntary decision, there is God who has birthed conviction in their hearts, he's shown them their sin, he's shown them why they need Jesus, and then he even gives them the faith by which they need to believe. He does it all. Amen. Boy, I'm hearing one or two amens. I could take three or four, actually. You see, it's really all of God. God is the one, you know, who does it. I think a beautiful example of that is Lydia in the 16th chapter of Acts, when Paul and Silas and so forth went to Philippi. It says that they went to the river and they met a businesswoman, a seller of purple goods, whose name was Lydia, now catch this, whose heart God opened. Isn't that a wonderful story to think that God opened Lydia's heart? And by the way, I'm sure that I'm speaking to many people, and you can testify of the same thing. God opened your heart to understand the truths of the gospel and caused you to believe. This is Pastor Lutzer. You've been listening to a series of messages which has just begun, and it's entitled The Inheritance of the Redeemed. This is part of the first message that we were listening to today on Running to Win. And in it, I try to emphasize the fact that salvation is ultimately of God, but this is so critical. I can't help but think that I'm speaking to someone, and today God is opening your heart to believe. You have a desire to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior because you know that apart from Him, you will be lost forever. Well, if you're thinking that, it's because God is working in your heart, and I encourage you, I implore you, to follow that still small voice that leads you to Jesus. Because all who come to Jesus Christ do so because of His work. Don't stifle it, but rather open your life to the saving work of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Erwin Lutzer, with more of a series on the inheritance of the redeemed, gifts given to every believer in Christ. When it comes to each individual believer's story, heaven will reveal that God wrote the book from beginning to end. Next time on Running to Win, some final thoughts on the meaning of predestination. The Inheritance of the Redeemed is an 8-part series we'd like you to have on CD. We'll send it as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.